That's the band 11 from their Awake in a Dream debut album from 1991 with Break the Spell. Before that, the Red Hot Chili Peppers went back to their debut, 1984 is when their self-titled debut came out, and you can find True Men Don't Kill Coyotes on that. Now, those two bands together have a long, long history, actually, because literally there was a band pre both of those bands called What Is This that featured members of both of those bands, and they basically evolved out of What Is This into the Red Hot Chili Peppers and 11. Jack Irons, actually the founding drummer for both of those bands. Just in case you were wondering what was going on, and while we're thinking of the funky stuff, let's turn our attention to the funky stuff that's maybe a little psychedelic and electronic. I'm talking about that funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music in that DJ Firefly plays on Couch Dancing each and every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 5. And then she re-airs it from 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon on Sundays here on WRCT. Hey, don't forget, my name is Paul. This is a show called the Viva La Mock. You can always reach out to me, the Mockster, by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. And while I'm telling you about shows, don't forget that Larry Berger does bring you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances each and every week on a little program called the Saturday Light Brigade. Kick off your Saturday mornings with a good start with the Saturday Light Brigade here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. As always, keep your radio, your computer, keep whatever you're listening to locked here to WRCT, because more great music is coming up right after this.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Brand new music from Bill Lloyd.
You're living with your mother, a dog, a cat, and one step brother. You won't take on a lover, but you still take my car. For now, but one day I'm coming over the wall.
instructions for the steno pool. I taught a course in power tools, but I was never on staff. We started talking in the parking lot, and I was thinking you were so hot. You were thinking I was so not, but I still made you laugh. I'm working the long game. I know you're saying it ain't nothing, so I got nothing to lose. Now I'm working the long game.
Yeah.
From his 2017 release, Limitations of Source Tape. That is Chris Church with Be My Nuisance here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Before Chris Church, some Sturgill Simpson in that set of music from the Sound and Fury album with Mercury in Retrograde. Also played Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr talking about his days being a member of Rory and the Hurricanes from his Postcards from Paradise album. Yeah, that's the band he was in pre-Beatles. Played drums for Rory. And Bill Lloyd. Bill Lloyd started off the entire set, title track from his brand new release that is in my hands, Working the Long Game. Gets us to where we are now. We're about almost 17 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me and whatever we do whenever you're listening and I'm here. I don't know what that means. Whatever you do whenever you're listening, yeah, we'll figure it out. But I'm in a pop set of music, so that tells me I should remind you that you should pull up a chair and get some breakfast for dinner. Yeah, you can do that on Sundays. DJ Chris Wired, he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Included within his menu, power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that actually feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And on Wednesdays, he's got an encore presentation of that show. So if you can't stay up Sunday night or you just missed it because you're watching some TV program, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. you can listen to a Breakfast for Dinner here on 88.3 FM. If you got a suggestion for a song for me to play in a future show, you got to send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Speaking of those power pop medleys, some brand new music from the brothers Steve here on the Viva La Mac radio program.
Oh, a long time, and we've been waiting so long to be here.
Raspberries wrapping up that set of music, because you know what? I want to be with you. I do, and I'm glad you have decided to be with me. I am the Mockster, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. Before the raspberries, before those tasty raspberries, some lemon heads. Not as tasty. I choked on a lemon head when I was a kid. I did. Was not allowed to have lemon heads as a kid because of that. Scars me for life, but has nothing to do with Evan Dando and his project. Went back to car button cloth for you. If I could talk, I'd tell you. Sugar in there. Bob Mould and company. Were you at the show? He was in town, I believe, last month, and I did not make it out of my cave to go to the show. Played some Sugar. If I can't change your mind, guess what? No one will. And the Brothers Steve, brand new music from the Brothers Steve. New album's called Dose, just came out. Electro Love, the track I played for you. Got less than a half hour left in this hour. There's more hours in the day, but just in this hour in general, which means I have more music to get to. But before I do any of that, I want to tell you that Spack Brothers joins you in supporting, not just the Brothers, their pizza. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, they offer pizza, hence the name, but they also have wings and hoagies, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, you can call Spack Brothers Pizza at 412-362-SPAK or spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. You know what? I think I'm feeling it. I think I am feeling it. Feeling some good old rock and roll coming from my soul through your speakers, into your headphones, however you're listening. 5678 doing their take on a little classic we like to call Woohoo! We'll be right back.
Cooper, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The Stingray Stingray, I wave bye-bye.
Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might.
Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around the far turn in the straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. Stingrays and Jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Shut them down. Shut them down.
This is John from the 4019s, and you're listening to The Mockster on WRCT. Rock on!
Go, 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 little GTO. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little GTO. She'll give you everything she got, and she always gives you more, more, more. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little GTO.
Cause I'm a teenage tiger and a
Cramps wrapping up that set of music. Little Goo Goo Muck for you here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Cramps, 4019's in there from their latest release, New Roaring 20s with Go Little GTO. You know what? You might be able to go see the 4019's next month. They have three dates in November that they are going to be in town. So check the WRCT.org concert calendar for details on that. And speaking of, like, cars, like GTO, how about the Ripcord's doing Hey Little Cobra, another car track, car song for you. Start the entire set with the 5678s and doing their version of Woohoo here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Got about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. A little show called Viva La Mock. Yeah, it's only rock and roll. It's what we play here on WRCT.
Yeah, if I could stick my hand in my heart, I'd spill it all over the steak. Would it satisfy? Would it slide on by? Would you think a boy is strange? Ain't it strange? I'm crying.
went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da. Closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
Ricky Nelson, or I think by that point he was just going by Rick Nelson. Wrapping up that set of music with a Garden Party. Don't know if you know the actual story behind that song, Garden Party. So pull up a chair. I'm going to tell it to you. It was actually 50 years ago today. There was a show at Madison Square Garden. It was Richard Nader's Rock and Roll Revival Concert, and it featured Ricky Nelson, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Bobby Rydell were all on the bill. So Ricky Nelson comes out to play, and he comes out, you know, it's 1971. He comes out dressed like it's 1971. He's got like a purple velvet shirt on, and he's got bell bottoms, and his hair's down to his shoulders. And he kicks off the set with Hello Mary Lou, because, you know, that it was a rock and roll revival. But then he went into another song, which was, he called it Country Honk, but what it was a country version of Honky Tonk Woman, the Rolling Stones song. And the audience started to boo. Yeah. So there's some reports that they were booing because there was some police activity in the back, but Ricky Nelson thought it was regarding him and kind of booing him off the stage. So he left, walked off stage, never came back. So then he wrote this song about it. So as you're listening to the lyrics of the song, And I know, now you got to go, like, I wasn't, but now I'm going to have to. Yeah, you listen to the lyrics of the song, and he name drops Yoko. He references John Lennon. He talks about, I forget what the lyric is. It's something like Mr. Hughes hid in Dylan's shoes wearing the disguise. And what that actually was his next-door neighbor was George Harrison, who used the alias of Hughes whenever he would go out and about or stay in hotels and such. And apparently George Harrison was working on an album of all Bob Dylan covers. And it never came into fruition, but that was his reference there. There's a ton more references, but anyway, let me just tell you what else was in that set of music outside of Garden Party. The McCoys doing their version of Richie Valens' Come On, Let's Go. Also played the Dave Clark 5 doing a cover of The Contours' Do You Love Me. Dave Edmunds with his version of I Hear You Knocking. And speaking of the Rolling Stones kicked off that entire set because it's only rock and roll here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. It is that time of the day when we open up the books and say, what's going on around town? It's time for the WRCT music and radio calendar. Before we get to either and or both of these, I do want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme, and they show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. They have a concession stand with natural popcorn, real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or 412-904-3225. And don't forget, if you are interested in underwriting here at WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's take a look at those calendars I was telling you about, the radio and the music calendar. We'll start off with the WRCT radio calendar, let you know some things going on around town. For example, on Sunday, October 24th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. down in Cannonsburg at the South Point Printscape Arena, it's the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show, bringing together guitar collections, vendors, builders, players, all that good stuff. It's a one-day buying, selling, and trading event. The show includes new and used and vintage musical gear, electronics, hard-to-find parts, records, CDs, tapes, memorabilia, and so much more. It's the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show, Sunday, October 24th, from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the South Point Printscape Arena in Cannonsburg. For more information, guitarshowusa.com. Don't forget, it's this month. It is Halloween time, is it not? What about Trolloween? Yeah, Trolloween's happening at the Phipps Conservatory in Schenley Park. That spooky season has arrived at Phipps, and with a celebration of all things creepy and crawly, as the Hidden Life of Trolls presents the Fall Flower Show, Happy Trolloween. Phipps has been creating this Fall Flower Show since 1894. It's on display now through the end of October at Phipps Conservatory. More information at phipps.conservatory.org. Don't forget, this is pretty much, I think, it's not. We got till December. I was going to say the last month for, but it's not. They're going to continue. The Lawrenceville Farmers Market happens each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7 at Arsenal Park. 30 wonderful vendors with all types of tasty things that you find at farmers markets. For more information, you can email market@lunited.org. But again, it's each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7. Monster Fish is an exhibit by the National Geographic Society going on at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland through the end of the year. It depicts the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. It's on display now through December 27th. For more information, CarnegieMNH.org. Let's see. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. How about the fabricated landscape exhibit presenting cutting-edge spaces defined by 10 international architectural practices led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today? That's happening at the